Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bear Joe.
Are you a
God damn it, here I am. I'm ready. You ready? Hey, this is the show that's going to help you be the motherfucker that you want to be. All you got to do is pay attention. Well, you might got to do a little more than pay attention. You got to expose yourself to what I'm talking about. This is Rosebud Show, the Ask Rosebud Show. You know I'm Bud. Let me get through this bullshit real fast. Because you can get at me at askrosebud.com or askrosebud@gmail.com and at Mr. Rosebud on Twitter. Boy, man, things been really, really happening. Things is going good for me. And that's not actually bragging. That's really telling you the truth. I want to get into this quick because lately – you cats been, you know, asking me a lot of questions, and I kind of been running out of time. So I figure I'm going to get started right away. And I want to talk about, you know, obstacles, different things you're up against today, you know, when you're searching for the right woman, you know. And in reality, it ain't no right woman out there. It's women out there, and there is a woman or several for you out there. But what you got to do is get out of this laziness. Get out of looking for a packaged or a fast food meal. You got to get in the kitchen, and you got to make this motherfucker be the motherfucker that you want her to be. They not going to just be it because they women. So the more you understand that, or the faster you understand that, the quicker you're going to find a woman, and then you're going to be willing to turn her in to the kind of woman you want her to be. Because think about it. The only thing women, all women know, as far as what you're concerned, is to, they know how to be clean, I would guess, and they know how to cook, I would guess, and if you're of age, I'm sure they know how to drive, that kind of stuff. But when it comes to being your woman, is that the kind of stuff you look at? I mean, cook, maybe, clean, maybe, but I'm saying just regular stuff? No, man. What about how she talks? What about, man, my wife was watching Atlanta Housewives or whatever that thing is, and I'm sitting at the table, and I'm into my new project, which is I'm burning wood. I forget what they call it, but you make pictures into the wood. And I'm doing this shit. I ain't looking at the TV, but I can hear it. And I hear how these broads is talking. Bitch this, bitch that. Woo, 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 woo. If you listen to that shit, now just think. Now, my woman didn't say nothing because she cracking up at this shit. But I'm thinking, man, see, when I hear something like that coming from her, I'm going to be tripping. I mean, you know, the women just talking. But the way they're talking, the way they're saying what they're saying, the emphasis they're putting on being disrespectful. I mean, you should just, well, you shouldn't because it's a bullshit program and I was overhearing it. But my point is, do you listen to how women talk to you? I'm talking about if they upset or whatever. Do you really pay attention? because I ain't letting them say none of that kind of crazy shit to me. You know, wait, hold up. You can be mad. You can say whatever you want to say, but you can't talk to me like I'm some kind of, you know, because if you don't want me to start calling you bitches and shit, you better raise up off me. And I'm going to let them know because I ain't taking it. I don't care about this bullshit. You know, it's important to be prepared. You have to be prepared. And I'm prepared for that kind of shit, man. You don't know where you're going to run into her at, but believe me, you're going to run into her. And you can't, you know, try to match words with her because all she's going to do is challenge you to the point to where you want to slap her, and then all of a sudden you a man. Now, if she would have been talking to you like a man, none of this would have happened. But nobody looks at that. This is why you are supposed to stay sharp. Too many ways for you to go to jail. Too many ways for the police to, oops, I thought he was reaching for a gun. Hey, there's too many things out there to cut your goddamn life sharp. And the only thing that's going to keep your life going is for you to think about shit like what I'm telling you right now. You know, you got to be prepared to run into that knucklehead-ass broad that's going to be acting like her dick bigger than yours. But you can't slap her. You can't do none of that shit. You got to be sharp enough at that point to see, oh, man, you know, you don't even say, bitch, fuck you. You turn around and just leave. And if she was in your car, pull over and pull her out. Give her $20. Tell her to catch a cab. I ain't fucking with you. I ain't fucking with you no more. You know, I ain't going to be chicken shit and put you out when you ain't got no money. Hey, catch a cab home. I ain't chicken shit. And if you want me to call you a cab, I certainly will. Hey, you got to be real. But my point is you got to play it safe. You can't be getting caught up. Because once you get caught up, well, I mean, I know plenty of you motherfuckers listening to me and been in the pen and been in the jailhouses and all kind of shit. See, most of the motherfucking men that I speak to, they don't understand today's life. You know, they sort of deal with today's life, but they don't understand it because what they really understand is not happening anymore because they're not doing the things to see it happen. And they're joined in by all their cohorts, all their male friends, everybody except for a few. Everybody's doing the same thing, and what that is going along with society. Society has one thing in mind. That's to make you asexual and get every dime you could possibly have to give them. I don't care what it is. It's all about that. They want to sell. They want to put motherfuckers that sell drugs in jail, which dope dealers, I guess, you know, they ain't no good guys. But I'm saying the real dope dealers making billions of dollars in pharmaceutical companies. Why would a pharmaceutical or whoever distributes this shit to the doctors, why would they give the doctors more than X amount as far as what should be normal? Because they're giving what should be normal for a city to one person. So, I mean, some got to be going on, but no, you know, don't nobody care because they get them money. What we got to do as men in today's society, we got to think to get ahead. We can't think just to think to get ahead. We got to think to get ahead, and we got to do the things that getting ahead requires. And first and foremost, it requires you not to make a move without thinking about what you're doing. And secondly, it requires you to critically think about what you're doing. And thirdly, everything I just said should take less than a half a second for you to do. This is not taking time to sit up and contemplate and wonder and think about what's going on. You know, sit down and put your hand on your knuckles like the thinker. No, that's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is knowing that you are supposed to handle shit right now. And the only time you're supposed to be the thinker is after all the shit is over and you're getting ready to go to bed and you want to think about the shit now. Because in the streets, in the work atmosphere, all over. There is no second chances. There, when you go to talk to this woman, there is no. If you say something stupid, you may as well let her go, because ain't no second chance unless you know how to play that off. I don't know how many of you do, but there is a way to play off when you just said something absolutely nuts. You could play it off. You know, if you know how to play it off and then, you know, continue to get at it like you didn't do it, then fine, man, that's good for you, because things happen. Shit happens even when you plan. But when you plan and shit happens, not the shit that you planned on happen. I'm talking about something totally different happened that you didn't plan on. See, planning on something have you so sharp that when something happens that you didn't plan on, it takes you like a minute second to switch all the thoughts from your plan to the new situation that you got to deal with. Because what's more important, your plan or the situation that's in your face happening right now? See, what I'm saying is, this is the kind of shit you got to think about. You can't be thinking about that pie in the sky bullshit that you guys want to, you know, oh, it's going to be great, but it ain't going to be great. Ain't shit going to be great. What's possible is for you to make it be great. Now, if you say, man, we can make that be great, I'll go with that. But I ain't going with things to be great. Shit. If that was the case, it wouldn't be no goddamn water shortages, or wouldn't be no homelessness. Or shit ain't going to be nothing. It's going to be what you make it be. Now, you got to understand what I'm saying. So, see, I've got these hiccups. Hold on. You got to understand what I'm saying so you can get to this game I'm finna drop on you tonight. Because I'm learning in my SWU school that I really am I'm just dropping crumbs. The shit is so powerful that I realized I could even go a lot deeper than I've been going in my radio shows because of how fucking deep SWU take you. If I went 30 times deeper than I go on my shows right now, I would only be going 1/10 as deep as we go in the goddamn school. hey, Sean, I see you there too, man. Hey, you got a hater, man. He hit me. You ought to name this the Ask Sean show. You got that motherfucker coming on so much. Hey, don't worry about it, man, because that's how it always start out. Haters and who they hate. They ain't going to hate somebody they sharper than. They going to love the motherfuckers that they sharper than. God damn it, Sean, what's up, man? I didn't need you to come on. What's happening?
I see you got
that. Hey, wait, Sean, wait. He said, no, nah, you need to name this the Laughing Brooklyn Sean Show.
I see you got a little hater on Facebook, your yearly hater on Facebook.
Hey, you, come on, man, we all do, brother. Man, come on. But you know, I got three motherfuckers that's coming in on the first. That motherfucker that's been hating on me drove to me. So I know when I have, you know, this shit is promotion, because everybody want to know, why do they keep fucking with Rosebud?
Hell yeah.
Man.
Hell yeah.
I'm just saying, hell they yeah. just keep on fucking with me, man. New people.
They gotta try to grow.
Hey, but Sean, right. Man, don't even say nothing about that shit, Sean, because let me tell you.
I don't want to talk about it.
No, listen, you can talk about whatever you want to, but don't say nothing about that. But listen, I told that nigga, I said, man, I wrote back, I just cannot understand you guys. Let me explain what you should do. And I put in capital letters, stop listening. If you think that shit, motherfucker. What the fuck is wrong with you? Why would you listen to something you think that shit about? That motherfucker ain't hit me back yet, man. What you got, man?
Oh, I was just going to say, you know, for somebody to listen to you and, oh, yeah, yeah, it's close to showtime and let me go see what he's saying. Oh, it's just like when you you wake up with a girl and she, oh, I know at 9 o'clock he gets off, so I'm going to drive by his job, but I don't want him to see me. Or let me have my number's blocked, so let me have my cousin call. It's like when you put that much energy in there, it's like a nigga.
Hey, they sprung. That's right. That's right, man. Hey, Sean, and I'm going to keep calling on you, and you keep talking that shit and being happy, man, because these motherfuckers don't understand. Every motherfucker that really, really, really got it see life in a fucking humorous way. Almost everything is funny. And don't have a comedy show on. I mean, I'd be in tears, you know, looking at because I could understand all that bullshit. Why? Because I am I'm so fucking comfortable with who I am and what I'm doing that I'm not tripping. You know, you ain't going to get me. You ain't going to get me to trip about what somebody doing or saying. Now, if I think something, I'm going to trip about that one way or another. But just like I'm telling you about this burning this wood shit, man, I realized I didn't want, because I got bored the other day. And I fucking wanted to do some painting, but I said, man, I ain't really good enough at drawing. So I didn't want to paint. And then I my daughter having some situations, so I ended up building a bed for her. But then that made me think of burning wood with the little torches and shit, so, and you put designs. So I went and bought me the whole setup, man, and I'm going to put on Facebook my headboard. I ain't finished with it yet. I've been doing it for a week. And you know, I'm burning these lines and these little designs. And it ain't going to be dope. But doing it, I have learned a hell of a lot. And I learned the first thing was when you do that kind of shit, you got to get perfect wood. I didn't get no perfect wood, so there's little bumps and shit in the wood and, you know, all that. But hell, I don't really care. I'll just buy perfect wood on the next one that I do. I'll just learn to do it on this one. Yeah, but I'm going to put you back in, man. So hey, I told that hater to call in and tell Sean that shit. I hope he do.
if you call in, I'm going to press 1. You know where I'm at.
I know that, man, but we don't want no argument, man. Just, you know, let him know. I'm putting you back in. But any motherfucking way, see, to me, I think that a lot of guys, they like to live in a fantasy. A lot of you that's listening to me now like living in a fantasy. You like to think you could do this and you like to believe you can do that, but in reality, you can't do it. And you don't want to face that reality. I'm not saying, hey, go say you ain't shit to yourself. But what I'm saying is that the fantasy is why you don't have what you want. The reality, I don't care what it is what's going to get you what you want. See, it's the this fantasy world that you live in, or you want to live in, you're confusing it because the ground that you walk on every day is very real. And that's where shit happens in real life. And it's the steps you take on the real ground that matters. None of that goddamn dreamed up avatar or virtual reality bullshit that you guys do is working. Now, I wonder, have you guys been hearing the news? The news is stating texting has been deemed too impersonal. Texting takes away all abilities of interacting. Now, I've been saying this for years, and I've been telling y'all that, too. But watch how many motherfuckers start believing it now because some peckerwood just put it on TV. You know, watch how many of you motherfuckers start believing that shit because some Pecky Wood didn't put it on TV instead of understanding. How can it be technical? I mean, how can it be personal when you saying hi on a phone and it's just letters coming up? You motherfuckers don't even say hi with audio shit. You do it all tech. That's what you learned, man. I ain't mad at you. What I'm saying is, when are you going to see that that's what's keeping you from getting at bitches? When are you going to see that? That that's what's keeping you from believing you know how to catch? Because before that shit, you at least had, before that texting and all this leave a message bullshit, you at least had to walk up to the bros and say something. Now, you can get rejected from 3,000 miles away. So it's not so tough. See, this shit is all about running. That's all you guys want to do is run. Then you get motherfuckers that be wanting to run to me in my school, and you want to talk bad about them. You know, they, especially women, because I was on a thread on my own, something I post on my fucking page. Some broad come on there talking about, why would somebody pay you to go learn some confidence? And I told her, so that they can talk to assertive knucklehead bitches like you. And then we go on and on about why I'm calling her names and shit. No, bitch. What I'm saying is, instead of you wanting to congratulate some motherfuckers for trying to do something in their life, you want to talk bad about them. And these same motherfuckers are supposed to be able to talk to you? They ain't like me. I'll tell you exactly what I think, you motherfucker. I went off. Why did I go off? Because she needed to go off. I could talk very calm to a woman. I could talk very calm to anybody that want to talk about something other than what they think. Because what they think, I mean, if what they're thinking is correct, we could talk about it. But what if it's wrong? What if what they're thinking is wrong? And then they want to talk about that. No, my SW has nothing to do with being a pimp. And what I talk about with dudes, I mean, I guess some of it is about pimping, but it ain't really about pimping. It's about being a man. And the reason they ain't men is because they kowtow to women like you, because you could use some kind of language. I don't care how educated you sound or none of that, because I got degrees. What I got also is a firm grip on what I'm supposed to be believing in my life. And I have a firm grip on what I supposed to do. And what I understand about doing it is that I can't just think it. I got to really do it. So if you really think about it, it's something about me that you can't get past. And if you look at all my past endeavors, no matter what it was, I never deviated from the same plot. The same plot has always resonated in anything I do. Even when I'm boasting on Facebook about something I plan to do, it's the same thing. And not one time did I deviate in all of the streams, the blogs, the projects, anything I tell you about, because I always talk about being a man first. Everything is after that. You be a man, because my underlying plot has always been about being a man, but I believe you have to be a man at all costs. I believe there's nothing that should be more important to you than being a man. 616, what's up?
What's up, Rosebud? How are you? This Cameo.
Cameo, what's happening, man?
Oh, I'm chilling, Rosebud. I'm chilling. I'm enjoying the show so far. I just want to ask you about a constitution. I done built me a constitution. Yeah, I done built me a constitution, and I want you to expound on how a constitution and being firm with who I am as a man.
Okay, check this out. First, I want to ask you something. Do you know what the word, the way you using it, constitution, do you know what it means?
Yeah, it's like a bunch of principles and rules and guidelines that you have for yourself that you won't cross, kind of like your integrity.
Yeah, ain't no kind of to it. Take, hey, listen, man, when you talking, I stopped because I didn't know if I should say this. Because, look, don't say no weak words. And when I kick it with you tomorrow, I guess, I'll tell you what.
I didn't hear what you said. I didn't hear what you just said, Rosebud. I blanked out for a minute.
Okay, what I'm saying is you said something real weak just now, but don't say weak shit. But I ain't going to talk about it because that's for us. But go ahead with what you were saying, man.
Oh, okay. I want to know what you were talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
But yeah.
Okay, a constitution. A constitution,
yeah.
Man. It is. It is principles. It is, you know, things that you won't break. But a constitution is more than that. It's actually a guideline for you to be whatever you have this constitution about. Otherwise, if I'm going to be a man of integrity, my constitution, otherwise you're not going to have in your constitution that you'll go fly balloons. You know, that's not part of your constitution.
No,
but what I'm saying is that a constitution, not only is it a set of principles, it's actually something to keep you focused on being on the straight and narrow. As long as you make yourself pay attention to your constitution, you will always be making yourself stay in check. You understand what I'm saying? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, so do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Okay.
Yep.
You got anything else? Okay, something going on with this phone. Listen, you guys. So, well, as far as the Constitution, we all should have a Constitution. And I don't have the kind of Constitution that is listed. And I have a number of things on it. My Constitution is under no circumstances am I taking no shit. That's my Constitution. I don't give a fuck if I got to lose a friend, a woman. I don't care if the police got to take me. You know, I ain't taking no goddamn shit because I don't want to take no shit. And since I have been living my life according to what I want, I'm going to continue to do what I want. But I know in order for me to be able to do what I'm saying I'm going to do, I can't be stupid and be, you know, running around, you know, doing criminal acts or doing different shit, you know, because I ain't really with that shit. I ain't even with criminality. But I know there's a, you know, criminal element in everything going on in the United States. So if we affected by it, so be it. And if you are, just make sure you know what you're doing. See, not one time did I deviate from my doggone plot about being a man. And if you understand that, you're going to understand why I don't get along with the virtual world that most of you guys deal with. Because that shit is fake. And it makes you run from the truth. 616, are you back with another one?
Yeah, I'm back. I just want to say I apologize for my phone. It's blinking in and out. I guess the reception or something. But I'm listening. You can go on and put me back in.
All right, man. All right, see, listen. In the beginning of every relationship or every socializing situation, and at first you're presenting your best self. You know, it's we call it the real you and the ideal you. At first, it's the ideal you. 347, I see you. What's up? Hold on before you say something, 347. Hold on. At first, It's the ideal you. But you need to understand and start practicing or bringing the real you immediately, not building up to the real you. Go ahead, 347.
Hey, man, I just wanted to say I totally concur about you saying about what the dude who called in using weak words, kinda, maybe, just sort of those kind of words that leave little holes.
Goddamn, man, I didn't even tell him what the fucking word. Hold on, bro, hold on. I didn't even tell him what the words were, man, but you certainly hit him. Who is this?
This is 347 calling out of New York, man. My name is Javelin. I call out
Javelin, let me tell you something, Javelin. That was some dope, man, because those were exactly the words. And what I'm saying is it takes from the strength of what he's saying. And I'm glad you heard that. And let me tell you, as the reward, hey, I wish I had that damn sound. I forget where it is. I make that sound. Jing-a-ling, bells ring. You win, brother. Hit me with the first three digits of your number. I mean, the first six digits, you know, the area code and the prefix. You go on my site. You go on either one of my sites, and you can choose two tools. Because that was dope for you to hear that shit.
That's dope. You play a real game, you get rewarded around this motherfucker.
You know it, baby. That's what's happening. Be cool.
All right. No doubt.
Hey, let me tell you something. Since he brought it up, you know, because I wasn't going to, you know, spill it. I still ain't gonna talk about it. You guys heard it. So, you know, if you get what you get, you get it. That's good. See, but the real you versus the ideal you. See, the ideal you is the you that's sitting in your car driving down the street with nobody. Excuse me. I start hiccuping, man. I'm sorry. Nobody goddamn in the car with you. And you just sitting. You're your ideal self. You're sitting however you feel. You're thinking whatever the fuck you want to think. And you're actually catching. And then that's what caught the brawl that you've been to talk to. The ideal you. So you should not want to captivate her with the ideal you. The ideal you is the catcher. The real you is what's going to knock her off. So, especially if the real you is not much different than the ideal you, but there are significant enough differences that she can see. Or, if she can't see them, you're going to tell it to her. Now, this is how you catch women. I have learned a lot of shit in my life. Now, I know you know a few years ago I went to university and I studied counseling, and I was in a master's program, and what I learned in that program was that a clinician has to have the ability to get to the real person versus the ideal person in order to get to the root of that person's problem. Now, well, we ain't in school, we ain't trying to be clinicians. That's where you're wrong. You are trying to be clinicians in a sense. Why? How? What sense? Because when you first meet a woman, if you think like a clinician and you know she's presenting the ideal self, you're going to talk to her a second or two and see what that ideal self is. Oh, she's trying to be like this. Woo-woo. Then you're going to say something to trigger the real her real, or you're going to say something to shut her up. Either way, the real her is coming out. And once the real her come out, the real you can take control. And at that point, you and her are being real. And if you click, you're going to catch her. And the only way you won't click is to not take these steps to bring the real her out. Another way you won't click is if you get to bring the real her out and you keep faking. Neither one of them can be faking. It's got to be real. You got to be real. She got to be real. And I'm telling you, you can catch the bitch. And she ain't going to be real on purpose on her own, her own willpower. You're going to have to make her be real. And you got to really get her wrapped up in your conversation, or you got to shut her ass up. And I always choose the latter. I shut them up. They say something smarter, you know, talking about dudes or whatever the hell. Whatever they say they don't like about dudes, I'm finna find it in them right in this conversation. And then I'm going to point it out. You're doing the same thing. Should I like you? Boy, bitches hate me. They hate to talk to me because I ain't caught. I go for the juggler. And you know why it's so easy for me to go for the juggler? It's because I don't have nothing to lose because I ain't really trying to fuck with the bitch. I just be doing shit. I just be seeing if this would work. Seeing, you know, and then when it do, oh, yeah, girl, I'm married. You know, a lot of times I don't have my ring on, but sometimes I do. And I show them I'm married. I don't, you know, I ain't got time for no extracurricular activity. You know, they just start laughing, lucky woman. Yeah, she is lucky. Because I'm not scared to see if I know what to do. But if I see I know what to do, I don't think with my dick. No, I think with the head on my shoulders, not the head on the tip of my dick. So I don't care if the bitch give me some action or not. I ain't finna go no further than just the little initial flirt or whatever. You know, if we get to a conversation, you know, I ain't gonna get too deep. So, during the first meeting, I said all that because I want to tell you how to get this real woman out. You got to let her know that you know. You don't have to say, I know you on, you know, your basic good behavior. You know, you could be you. You don't have to say that kind of shit. But you got to let her know that, you know, she probably on her, you know, doing whatever as best she could because she don't, you know, maybe I'm the one or whatever. And you make and you tell her, hey, just relax, fuck up. You know what I'm saying? If you want whatever you do, because I want to know you. I don't want to, you know, no fake ass woman. You know, when you say something like that, she may respond to that. Then again, she may not, because you know she knows she's faking. But you don't care. All you want to do is observe her reactions. Otherwise, if she don't say something, you know you really got action because you didn't shut her up. And if she do say something, depending on what she say, you can tell if you got action. So it doesn't matter. Man, if you know what you doing, it don't matter what the woman do. It don't matter what she say unless she say no. You know, if she say no in the right way, then fuck her. But if she be saying, no, something like that, girl, I'm going to talk. She want to be moved. But if they say no to anything, especially since you know that these motherfuckers can flip some bullshit and have your ass in the penitentiary, you can't be acting hungry. And when you don't act hungry, otherwise you act like you can take it or leave it, and only if you want me to have it will I take it. See, you make them want to fuck with you because they used to hungry motherfuckers. They not used to charming motherfuckers. You got to understand the difference between the two. They both are scoping the place for a bitch. But the one that's really scoping, he feel, I guess, his conversation. I don't think my conversation good enough for me to be scoping and then to go just walk up and talk to them. Nah, man, shit. I'm the kind that, you know, I charm a woman. And I don't charm her with things. I charm her with me. I charm her with how I'm fiddling with my mustache or my beard, and, you know, once or twice during, you know, while I know she's looking, I'm going to straighten my collar up, you know, and I might stand up and straighten up, and then I might look at her and smile, and then I might walk over to the bar, whatever I do, but what I'm saying, I know I'm charming this motherfucker. I know it. And 10 feet, that's the radius, a 10-foot radius. Bitch, get in any of that vicinity, I know she giving me action. And I'm going to pounce on her at that point. And if she don't, I don't think nothing of it. Shit. I don't think shit of it. Bitch, I could give a fuck if you give me some action. You know, but I could give a fuck if you do give me some action, too. So which one do I want? It doesn't matter. I don't want either one. I'm going to get one of them. And I know which one I'm trying to get. I'm trying to have a bitch. And when I break down what she's saying and I tear it all apart to make what I'm saying a part of what she's saying, it just brings her into my conversation. See, you have to understand, you got to accept where you are in life at the moment as something you want to change or not. If it's something you want to change, then you have to do the things that's going to bring about change. You can't sit there and say, oh, yeah, I want to change, and that's it. How are you going to change like that? Even if you say that three times a day, three times an hour, all day, every day, you're not going to change unless you do something to change. What do you do, Rosebud? Since I'm not you, I can't say, do this, and then go do that. But I can say it because I say it in my course. But I know those guys are going to be fucking with me, and what I say is going to translate into what we learn together. So, yeah, I could tell them that, but just broadly, over the air like this, I can't tell you what to do because I don't know you. I don't know enough about you. But believe me, when I speak to people that I know different things about, their life changes because my life gets enmeshed in their life at that point, because I do not want to have any person dealing with me feeling like he didn't fucking get what he should get. Now, caller, I see you. I'm going to bust you out, fo. I got you on the speaker, man. What's up with you, man? I ain't mentioning your name, fo. What's happening?
Hey, what's going on, Rosebud?
Nothing, man. I see you listening. And, you know, I know I talked to you today, but what you hearing so far?
Well, I just chimed in a little bit ago, and I'm just listening, you know, hearing you speak, man. I didn't really have any questions just yet. I was just trying to, you know, catch up to what you guys were talking about. But the brother said something earlier that I didn't really catch on to the guy before him, about some words that you said you wouldn't get into. I didn't
yeah,
hear.
Kinda, sorta, all those kind of words, those are weak words.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to use those words in your conversation. I mean, unless
right.
you're making a point to be kind of like a joke type, kinda, sorta, you know what I mean? Something like that. But you know, when you say something like, you know, I kind of mean, nah, that ain't a strong word. That ain't a strong way to do it. You got to say, I mean this. All right, go ahead.
I was going to say this, you know, we didn't necessarily have to get into that because I feel you on that, but I want to give you like a scenario that I just came across that I used one of your techniques on.
Come on.
Okay, so I met this chick in the grocery store, right? Now she worked at the grocery store, and she spoke to me first. So I know when she spoke to me first, I kind of, you know, rapped to her for a little bit. I gave her my number. So on the first date, I was like, "Yo, come to my crib." And I thought that was kind of blunt for a first date. And she was like, "I don't know if I feel comfortable coming to your house." I was like, "Well, fuck it. Well, I talked to you later." Then I just hung up the phone and I didn't see her again for a while. Then I happened to bump into her again and I saw her inside the grocery store and I stuck to my guns. I said, "Look at here." I said, "When I first met you, if you had weave and fake eyelashes and shit, I wouldn't invite you to my house. But you have a real natural swag. You know, we from the island. So when you meet somebody from the island, it's common that you go to their house and meet their family and spend time at their home. That's normal." I said, "So I invited you to my house because I thought you was cool." And she said, "Oh, now that you say it like that, can I come over?" And, man, the first day she came to my crib, about 30 minutes, she was already, you know, off her top and all this other kind of shit. But I stuck to my guns with that technique. You know what I'm saying? And that worked.
No, no, brother. Listen. Don't let yourself think what you do work. What you do is what you do. And what you get from it is what you get from it. There's nothing to work. That's why you don't want to get into that. You don't want to get to thinking you got to figure out something to work. You work. You sticking to your guns the way you did. You know what I'm saying? And then the next time, bringing it a little bit clearer for her. See, that, I mean, as far as ended up result-wise, yeah, it works. But you don't want to see something like it work. You supposed to see, yeah, baby seen me. She felt me. Yeah. If anything, I work. Hey, we selfish and conceited to a fault, bro.
Hey, Rosebud, check this out, dude. So she came by the house last night. This is the second time coming by. So she came by the house last night, and she brought me some food. I said, okay, that's dope. She brought me some food, whatnot. She said, you got a hot – now, she took a long time to come. So I act like I wasn't waiting for her, but I was, you know what I mean? But so when she bashed and she brought the food she ate, she said, you got a hot date tonight? I said, yeah. She said, you fucking somebody? I said, hell yeah. Like that, right? So that seemed to turn her on, man. That really turned her on.
Listen, I was finna say, when you told her, hell yeah, she started taking your pants buckles down and just pull your dick out and put it in her mouth. Cause she don't want you to go she don't want you to go nowhere else. Is that what she did or what?
Bro, but she took off all her clothes. She said, I'm gonna let you go in to see me naked. So she took off all her clothes. I pulled my dick out. She said, hell no, I put that motherfucker up. And I just spoke to him. I just thought, you know, I don't want to fuck her. I don't even want to fuck her. I just want to fuck with her. But
Well, look, Duke, keep doing that shit, man. I ain't gonna keep you on here. But you know, I told you, holler at me anytime, man. I told you to press one tonight when you called. But hey, that's some dope shit you just told me, man.
No, I appreciate you.
All right, brother.
All right.
So that brother was we talked earlier today on a coaching session, and we've been talking. But what's beautiful? I mean, what's really beautiful is that coaching session made us interact individually, one-on-one, and we got a feel for each other. And I think it's kind of, excuse me, I'm hiccuping. I think it's cool. So let me continue. I got a lot to talk about. And I don't care how many questions you guys have. Ask them. I might even go overtime, man. It don't, you know, I'm loving this. But I want you to believe this when I say this, because it's imperative. The only way that you can have a real relationship with a woman, this new woman you met, who's in between her real self and her ideal self, the only way you can do it is to accept who you are, where you're at in your life, at this point, even if it's temporary, even if it's fucked up, own it, claim it. Don't tell her all of it, but you can, but I wouldn't tell her all of it. But I'm saying what we're talking about is real shit. And what's more real than what you feel about yourself when you out trying to catch? See, confidence is key. And if you talk to yourself and you lie to yourself, you take away the little confidence that you had building. So honesty to yourself, of course, is essential. And if you can express yourself with ease, it's going to show the woman she can relax and pay attention to your conversation. This is what you want. I mean, the whole time you're saying whatever is slick, she ain't listening to you because she heard that 38 times last weekend. But when you start talking about some real shit, not confessing to her, you know, not spilling your guts to her, but since you do shit like me, don't think the next bitch I talk to, I'm not going to start telling her about I'm doing this wood-burning shit. I feel like a motherfucking tattoo artist, you know. I got to stay with – I would talk so much shit about what I'm doing, that bitch was good interested. Hey, what happened to you, 847? I can't – I'm finna click on you and you're gone. Wait a minute. Oh, that's – oh, that's 847. I got you right there. I'm sorry, brother. My bad. What's up?
Hello?
Do I have you? Yeah, 847. Who is this? Is this 847?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, I got you.
Oh, yeah. Good evening, man. I was reading your book, American Pen Pride, and I'm like 60 pages in. You know, the part when you had just begun pitching in Oakland and some Nazi cops pulled you over?
Mm-hmm.
You know that part? I noticed that as you described it, you were trying to come up with the right thing to say to get them off your back. And in the book, it looked like you didn't know what to say at the time. And my question is, have you now come up with some verbal tactics for, you know, specifically Nazi cops?
Hey, are you talking about in Oakland where they pulled me over when I was pulling off from the hose after blowing smoke in their face?
Yeah.
Okay. Hell yeah, I didn't came up with shit to say, but I had the right things to say then, but I didn't really know it because the thing to do is to not get smart with the police. Now, I knew that, but now, especially now, but let's say back in the day, you know, after, say, I went to Hollywood and I was rolling and the police pulled me over. No, I ain't talking about a particular situation. I'm talking about when I am at that level of game. You know, it could be anywhere. What I'm saying is when the police pull me over, I already got my hands on 10 and 2 on my steering wheel. And when they pull up, I raise my window down, and I tell them I know I did something, so just let me have it. And then, you know, I'm a good guy to them.
You tell them what they want to hear.
You fucking right. I'm not finna tell them whatever the hell I really think so they can take my black ass to jail and waste my motherfucking time. I tell them I know I did something because I was thinking about whatever. And just go on and give it to me. And they chuckle a little bit. And then they tell me, did you know woo-woo? And I say, oh, my God, no, I didn't. You know, I act just like they – and my hands are still on 10 and 2. And when they ask me for their driver's license, I look at that motherfucker and say, may I?
Does it make a difference if they're, like, really mean like that?
No, not to me. Hold on. 503, hold on, I got you. Hey, but what I'm saying to you, brother, is that this is what I be trying to tell you guys. Man, you don't need to be bad. You don't need to be talking about your rights, even if these motherfuckers is fucking up. Why? Because these motherfuckers can say fuck you and your rights, and you're going to have to deal with them when you go to court because your ass is going to jail. I don't want to go through all that just to tell this Peckerwood he can't fuck with me when I know he can fuck with me. That's stupid. Man, keep your hand on 10 and 2, and when you get that motherfucking ID and you give it to him, put your hand back on 10 and 2, and then when they say whatever the hell they say, you say, yes, sir. And then they say, well, you get out of here and have it, you know, take it easy. You know, very seldom do I actually get a ticket because they're really just pulling the nigga over. And all I got to do is act like whatever they perceive a nigga to be, and then I act like that, then they going to do whatever they think they should do to a nigga. But then if I act like I got some sense, they going to see my gray beard now, and you they going to see I got some sense, and they going to say, hey, man, you know, your insurance must be expired because it's up that you don't have insurance. And then because that just happened to me. And I told them, you know what, man, I do, and I showed them my little card and shit. And I told him that the shit was in my other car. He said, hey, forget about it. Just be careful. I mean, come on, man. Ain't that the way you would rather get slapped, bro?
I did it like that before.
Okay, hold on. 503, what's up with you?
Hey, what's up, Rosebud? This is Gabe.
Gabe.
Just want to let you know that, I just want to let you know that I've been listening to you ever since the last time I called. And one thing I got to tell you, man, is you're a blessing. Because you say some powerful shit, and the most powerful shit you done said was proactive, brother. Because that has helped me through some shit that I've been going through. Proactive, no matter what shitstorm come my way, I just get suited and booted, listen to what you say, and really, really just fucking kick my ass because I ain't got the money to get that confidence course. But when I do come up with it, I'm finna cop it. Because,
bro, check this out. And everybody else is listening. I ain't finna do it again. Hit me, man. I'm going to bless you. Hit me. Make sure you put your goddamn area code in the first three digits of your phone number and tell me that you was on the show, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to bless you with some shit, man. And you see, whatever you do, I'm talking about, let's say this weekend, you're going to save $40 so you can go to the bar. You'll be saving that $40 to get this shit when I show you what I got for you, bro. So hit me, all right?
All right. Your Gmail, correct?
Yep. AskRosebud@gmail.com.
Okay. I'll just let you know it's Gabe from the 503.
Got you, man, for sure. 972, what's up?
What's going on, Rosebud?
Hey, man, what's happening with you?
Hey, man, this is Thomas, man. We did coaching earlier. I don't know if you remember.
Okay,
me,
Thomas.
With the,
what's happening?
Baby mama and shit. What's up, man?
Man, don't tell everybody.
Oh, no, man. I was just trying to make sure you had a reference point.
I got you. I got you.
Yeah, man, but I just wanted to say, you kind of already said it, man. I just want to let the listeners know, man, everything I done brought from you as far as your confidence course and even the coaching, you know, it, Rosebud is a real person, and it ain't one of those situations where you buy something and you feel like you didn't get what you was supposed to get, you know. How you connect with your listener base with me, you know, it makes me want to buy more stuff, you know what I'm saying, because I know everything you're saying, man, is something to stand on. But I had a question for you though, Rosebud. I was writing down as you was talking to me. You said something to me, man. As far as what you were saying, I'm not standing on shit. And I heard. You remember saying that to me?
Yeah.
And what I was asking, man, I called in because I wanted you to go a little bit deeper on it so that I could write it down and kind of. As a mantra to myself.
Well, listen, I'm going to tell you what I meant, but I can't go deeper into it because that's what the course is about. Because the course is a foundation. What I'm saying is, a lot of dudes, they don't think this, but this is their situation. They are whatever age they are, and let's say it's over 18, and they believe they are men. But what they've done is surrendered one of their nuts. They surrendered one of their nuts in order to live in this country without bullshit. Otherwise, when I was young and I liked this girl, we didn't have all this technology. So what I'm saying is I would have to walk up to her and be embarrassed as hell. And then when I get to her, I got to be more embarrassed, but I got to say something to her. You guys can be 300 miles away. Because you seen the broad in the city and you got her number and y'all start talking long distance and you ain't going to never think to go see her until she say something like, come see me or something. What I'm saying is a foundation is something that you believe in so much that it takes you through unexpected experiences that you're going to have in life. Otherwise, the manhood foundation that you're going to build on, part of it is accepting unexpected challenges at the most inopportune times. Why? Because that's when they happen. They don't happen when you say, okay, I'm ready for an inopportune moment. No, It happens when you're not ready or you shouldn't be ready. But you are if you're fucking with me. You know, all my guys, they here's an example. Let me ask you a question, bro. If you was a mathematician, if you majored in math, and you're at your in your doctorate program, and you're in one of the classes, what would you be talking about to another student or the instructor?
Math.
But, see, that's a simple answer, you would think. But on the same token, just flipping the coin, in our school, SWU, all we talk about is male confidence and how to see it, how to enjoy it, how to get it, obtain it. Just like those mathematicians talk about math because they want to go to the higher levels of what their field is. We take what we do so serious that it's like a field of research that we're on, and we're researching as much as we can, but we're not researching it to give it to somebody else. We're researching it to keep it for ourselves. Otherwise, what I'm saying is the more they get into doing and seeing the results of that, the stronger their foundation comes. And if they're married, if they're trying to be a pimp, if they just somebody that works somewhere, they find that this foundation that they use, because they've learned to use it in every situation, this foundation is dope. Because the guy that has a job somewhere, he's now a leader in that job. The guy that was in the streets, he now balling. Why? Because he's not out there for money. See, because that's the mistake they make. They out there for money. Yeah, if you're out there for money, you're going to get some, but you ain't going nowhere. And you don't want to be out there. Well, you do. You want to be out there just to have women. You know, so you can be really used to having women. But as far as what I'm saying, you know, you want to make sure that you grow as you're doing this. And that's my whole conversation to you, man. And that's what I mean. And as far as a foundation, it's something that is like a boxer. You know, there are certain beginning things that they learn that they never forget, and they never not employ when they in the ring, like keeping your guards up or keeping your eyes open. When the punch comes, don't close your eyes. I mean, there's some things they do automatically. They think of it without thinking of it, and that's what you get.
Okay.
That's the point you get to in SWU, bro. Did I know I was long-winded, but did I explain that to you?
No, yeah, you did. You did, Rosebud. And let me ask you one more question, man, and then I'll jump off of here. You also said being had. You was like, man, you being had. You're not really having it your way. You being had.
Yeah.
And so
what about that?
And so with that being said, I guess I just wanted to clarify that you was basically saying it's not being given the way that you would want to have it. You just taking it how you getting it.
You can say it like that, but no, man, no, not really. What I'm saying is instead of you having a way, a basis that you use to get at women, and let's say you at this particular one and you're trying to hit that pussy, and then, you know, you get her, you see, okay, now you're going home and you finna hit that pussy, blah, 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 you know, and then you out the next couple of days, you'll be able to redo what you did to catch her. You ain't going to need to do the same things as far as exact same words, but the principles, the arsenal system, you're going to be using it. And you're going to learn that that's how you catch. It's not the words that you use. It's how you use the words. And if you know how to use the words, the first thing you go do, of course, introduce yourself. The next one is going to disarm her and all her negative thoughts. And then the third one, you're going to have a little conversation with her. And the fourth one, you're going to get her to laugh. And then the fifth one, you're finna have that motherfucker. But, yeah, you could slow this down and list 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But how do you do that stuff? See, that's what the school shows you. It shows
you
how to do it. Hey, bro. And then as far as do you know if you did it or not, you will know because your ass going to have to do it as an assignment.
Man, but I appreciate it, man. I'm going to jump off of here. And thank you again, brother. And when I'm when I'm watching my MP3s, is it a difference in listening and watching it, or do I get the same benefit?
Well, some people like to see me because I am animated, but I don't think it's a real big difference. You know, I'm kind of, I make expressions and all that bullshit, but I don't think it make a big difference now.
Okay. Man, but I so appreciate it, man. I'm going to tune back in, man.
You know what? Hey, 503 and 616. Both of you guys in, but I want 503 first. Come on, man.
Oh, no, none. I was just cooking myself back in so I can be in the loop because I was going
to
get off.
Okay, you don't need to click. When you click back in and stuff and you don't want to talk, you don't need to press one. Just when you want to talk, you press one.
Okay, but two, when you ask the guy about, like, he's like, oh, what do you show? And whoop-de-woo, like, the thing that comes to my mind is the fundamentals, the like little itty bitty shit that's so strong that takes you to another level that gets overlooked.
See there, man. I'm gonna try to remember your number because I ain't fucking bringing you in no more, motherfucker. I be done gave you all my shit, man.
I only been listening though.
hey, you are hit me, man. Make sure you do. Hey, 616, what's up? 917, I got you in too, but hold on. Go ahead, 616.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk. You was just talking about assignments. You know, at SWU, you got assignment with words, positive words, six senses. You know what I'm saying? I've been working on that one. I'm get that in ASAP.
Hey, the Cameo, don't come on here and ever say what we doing. You can talk about what we doing, but you cannot say what we doing. You just said exactly what we doing. No, you should say, you know, that assignment you got us, you know, where and you say whatever the assignment is, it kind of, and then I know what you're talking about, but never, you know, say it all. But it's cool. It ain't no big deal because this semester is almost over. It ain't got but 10 more days. So, you know, we rolling. Cameo, you rolling. And watch and see. Listen, that 3.0, you haven't really seen it yet. Well, not seen it, but you haven't really experienced it yet. I'm going to show you how to experience that shit, man. So don't talk about it. Just make sure you stay on track the way you are now.
Okay. Gotcha.
All right, 917, what's happening with you, bro?
Hey, Rosebud, this is Serge. How are you?
Serge, what's going on? Ain't heard from you in a while, man.
Oh, I'm all right. How you been?
I'm good. What's up?
Listen, yeah, I have a question for you. It's kind of weird, but I start getting this type of feeling that I'm a real motherfucker. It's kind of like good with women, you know? But I don't want to be obnoxious, but I start getting this feeling, and it's kind of powering me from inside. I don't know what it is. Should I take it, like, seriously?
Serge,
or it's kind of
Serge,
fun? Yeah.
Serge, calm down. I told you, and you'll remember this. All of a sudden, at one time, something will come over you, and you will feel that nothing can stop you. But you got to remember not to get, you're supposed to be confident, not arrogant. And you might be fighting with the arrogance that it makes you feel to know that you a motherfucker. So what's going on with you is you have realized that you are a motherfucker. You know how to fuck with bitches and get the results you want. Now, You don't want to be like those dudes, you know, you see from Russia that be beating all the women up now and all that old shit because, you know, you don't have respect for them. No, man, you be like the motherfuckers from the United States. Catch. See, the difference in us and other countries when it comes to women, if this country thinks women ain't shit, every man there gets to treat women like they ain't shit. In this country, however you think is how you think, and you can get that kind of woman. And that's what you do, sir. Without you realizing it, you go into all the right places. You're talking to all the right women, and everything is going your way. And I told you, man, and tell me if you remember, I told you don't get scared when shit start going your way.
Yeah, I'm kind of scared. You're right, yeah.
Hey, man, this shit is so real. It is so touchable. Because you know why, sir? It's because you've done the things that the course asked you to do. And then you kept calling in and getting what you didn't understand explained. And see, you wouldn't even had to call in as much if you was, say, from America and you bought the shit, because you would understand everything. But by you being from a whole nother country, some shit you didn't really get at first. But once you got it and you put it in your language the way I'm saying it, oh, shit, you became who you are, bro. I'm glad for you, man. Welcome to the club.
All right, thank you.
All right, man. Yeah. Hey, 347, okay. You back? What's up?
Hey, what's going on, Rosebud? It's Leslie Cherry.
Hey, what's happening, Leslie?
What's going on? I had a question. All right, so I got the Ride Along series tool not too long ago, and I've been listening to it, and it's dope. It's definitely phenomenal. And this part in it where it's like you got to understand and follow instructions. When talking to a woman, can you explain that to me? Can you break that down for me?
Well, bro, when I say you got to understand and follow instructions. Now, when you're talking to a broad, that's something totally separate. So that's two things you ask, and I don't want you to think the answer I'm giving you now is for both of them. This is for following instructions and understanding and following instructions. That means that when me and you kicking it and we talking about whatever and you telling me your situation and we sort of coming up with things to do, you have to make yourself understand it. Otherwise, if you don't, you got to quiz me to the extent that you do. Otherwise, kicking it with me, making me see that you don't understand it, and I'm going to explain this or that, and I may even ask you whatever. But my point is understanding and following directions. I just was talking about understanding it. Following directions is doing that shit right now. Or as soon as you get your opportunity, you have to be able to understand and follow instructions. Now, what that do when you're talking to a bitch is it makes you be able to see if she's following you. Because by you following instructions, you know how to follow shit. So let's say you're using your arsenal and you say a sentence and she actually says something that's kind of confusing. My guess, or my statement would be to you, I don't think it really would confuse you if you went with what you thought first, because you've been following instructions and you know your first thought damn near is the right thought. So let's say you followed it. Like the brother said that earlier, I don't know if you heard him, he was talking about something and he said how he stayed strong. He didn't give in to it or some shit. And she called again. He said it's from the islands. I forgot who it was. But I'm saying you stay strong to what you think and you believe what you believe. You really believe what you believe. Then not only are you going to understand and follow instructions, you're going to be able to talk to women. And this is something you guys got to understand. If you believe something, it's much easier, something concerning women. I don't mean believe something, oh, yeah, I believe that the earth is round. Oh, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is if you believe something concerning women, you got a particular principle concerning women, and you stick to it in everything you do, it'll take a while. You ain't going to catch soon as you start doing it. But the more you do it, the more determined you'll be. And when you catch, that first time you catch, it's going to be great, a great feeling. But it's going to get really scary after the bitch is gone, because you're going to be wondering if you could do it again. And that's the challenge. And that's why you have to have a foundation that you base everything you do on, so that if it's successful, you're going to be able to repeat it. And all you do is repeat it. And it ain't going to work as soon as you do it. But it's going to be shorter and shorter periods between once you start doing it. The second one might take a month. The third one might take 2 weeks. The fourth one might take a week. The fifth one might take you 2 days. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be like that. And that's what you have to look forward to. That's, to me, Leslie, I'm going to ask you this. To me, though, just knowing what I just said would make getting some pussy really more exciting than getting that pussy. Because especially if this is my first one, I was like, oh, shit, and I'd be looking for that next one. And then when I got that next one, I would be just as excited because I know it's going to be shorter for the next one. And then when I get down the line to 4, 5, 6 bitches, I'll be catching bitches. Just like you going to be doing. Hey, just like that shit you wrote in the group today about how exciting it was for you to get the action you was getting and how they said thank you when you left and shit. Hey, man. Hey, and don't just doing it work, bro?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Hey, more so than thinking about that goddamn shit, right?
More so.
Hey, man. Hey, man. Stay down. Stay with me to the end. I'm going to show you, man. If you want to come back, you can, but you ain't going to need to, because next shit, you're going to employ everything. It's going to be like you've been on time all the time. Just stay down.
Well, it's definitely. I appreciate you, OG.
You know it, man. Hey, you guys. See, this shit that I do is so fucking rewarding. I mean, let's say you get to train Usain Bolt. And you been an athlete trainer for whatever, a sprinter, you know, and you got that motherfucking this Usain Bolt and broke all the goddamn records. Woo woo woo. Is it you're such a good trainer that you trained him? Or is he such a fast motherfucker that any motherfucker could have trained him? See, there's two things. One thing, man, that fast motherfucker, anybody could have trained his motherfucking ass. But then the other thing, the only reason I was able to train him was because as far as technical skills, everybody had it to train him. But they didn't know how to look at him and see him. The brashy, the most flashy, you know, the talk shit motherfucker, and he really can do it. This trainer had to be able to corral all that emotion that he has in order to make him focus on what he needs to focus on. And why was he able to do that? Because earlier, when I was talking about a clinician and what makes him be able to get the real from the ideal, this motherfucking trainer thinks it just like he's a clinician. He had to get to the real Usain so he can tell the real Usain his skills are phenomenal. But unless you let me show you how to maximize your skills, you ain't gonna be what you can be, even if you be the world champion. That's what I'm doing. That's what you want. You want a motherfucker that knows how to get to the real you and show you how to love and appreciate this motherfucker you've been hiding from. The real you is a monster. You just been having him subdued. Let that motherfucker go. Hey, do you think a lion that's in a zoo, that's been in a zoo for 10 years, Do you think that motherfucker is not a lion? He don't act like no lion. He just looks like a lion. But he don't act like no lion. Why? Because they got him subdued. They got him on drugs. They keep him fed. All they want him to do is walk around. So if that's what they keep him fed, they got him semi-drugged. Man, that ain't no, he's the lion, but he's not. We're, or you're that lion in a zoo. You've been drugged. You've been subdued. Now, you're learning, unlike the lion, he learned to live with it. Well, actually not unlike the lion. You and the lion both learned to live with it. But unlike the lion, you can learn also how to come out of that shit. The lion has to be let out of that shit. Otherwise, as long as he lives, unless they take him back to the jungle and he got to remember how to do whatever he got to do, he ain't going to make it. We got to get to where we got to do what we got to do because we've been, not me, but y'all been drugged with society's rules. And I understand the fucking lion, if he act really crazy, they gonna fuck him up, you know, in the zoo. So he got him once he get the dart in, all right, whatever. We don't have to. What we can do is manipulate situations to our advantage because we're sharp. So you got this big mouth bitch talking some out of pocket ass goddamn shit. Instead of arguing with the bitch, let her know how you the kind of motherfucker that can recognize really quick if you should be talking to a woman or not. And one of the first signs is a big mouth, foul language using motherfucker. So me, I don't want to fuck with her. Now, did I tell her to shut the fuck up and quit using them cuss words with me? I sure did. God damn it, Gabe, you back, man? Come on, man.
In the back area. It'll be fine.
You gonna dig that out?
The little one.
Oh, shit. Gabe got too much going on. No, I don't want to hear your shit, man. You got too much going on in the background. So, hey, you guys, I want you to listen to this shit I'm talking. I want you to review this in the archives because this is a good show. We're talking about a lot of shit. We're talking about stuff that's really significant to what we want. And in the course of doing that, you know, we're learning a lot of things. See, when you get at a woman, you got to take into consideration that she might not fully understand what you're talking about. I mean, especially if you're talking about, you know, some in particular to you. How does she know anything about you? So if you're using vague terms, not only are you turning her off, but you're making her lie to you. That's why you got to speak in plain English. And I just suggest you do that. I personally don't want any of you to have any kind of confusion or a misunderstanding about what you want a woman to get from what you're saying. And the only way that can happen is for you to use English, plain English, to where you and her both don't have to guess about what she's saying. Otherwise, you know what you're saying. But she said, you know, baby, me and you know we get together and, you know, goddamn, we could do some shit. And she said, we sure can. Now, she could be talking about some bitch shit, go on picnics and woo, woo, woo. And you talking about going and rob banks. I'm saying you can't let that kind of misunderstanding or miscommunication jump off. So, I mean, I'm sure a bank robber wouldn't say, hey, baby, if you fuck with me, we got to go rob banks. I mean, but at one point, I bet he say that shit. Because the bitch got to know what she fucking with. So this means you got to be ready to explain everything that you're thinking about when you speak to a motherfucking woman. Don't mean you have to do it, but you have to be ready to do it. I'm just saying, you got to be ready to provide clarity to any situation that you're causing. You got to hope, or you should hope, she's going to ask you a question or two or three about what you say so you can explain it, so you can expound on it and possibly get her caught up in your explanation. Everything is an opportunity for you to tighten the screws. And once they're tight enough, she cannot get away. You have to think like this, because the ABCs of having motherfucking women calls for it. And this is what makes you a motherfucker to this woman. Thinking ahead of the woman. When you see yourself doing that, man, it's a constant ego booster. It just makes you feel like nothing can go wrong, you know, when you're doing it and saying sharp shit in a conversation. This is why you're supposed to plan your shit. Not plan every word verbatim, but plan using that arsenal system. And a lot of you don't even realize the main reason you ain't really catching is you don't represent your actions and what you say out your goddamn mouth. I know you motherfuckers want to know what I'm, you know, leading up to, and I'm going to tell you. I'm a catch magnet. I don't care. I'm going to catch. I mean, if that's what it's about. I'm saying I'll fucking go out and want to catch a bitch and don't. But it don't mean I can't catch. It mean I didn't catch. Private number, what's up, man? Is this my man from Mali or Ghana?
Ghana.
Ghana, what's happening?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. What's happening, bro?
Okay, question I have. You were speaking earlier on about talking to women about yourself. The reason I'm calling is, I used to talk to women, not about myself, but I was always asking about them, and I would just listen. And then when they would ask me about myself, then I would give them the answer, and then I would just switch it back to them. Now that I hear you talking about yourself to women, you said it was because men have different, was it manly wows, you said? I forgot what it was.
Manly wows, yeah. Yeah, manly wows. What's your actual question? Come on, man. You know I don't like all this explanation bullshit.
Yeah, I was just asking to go more on that topic, to speak on that topic.
First of all, man, listen. In order for you to hear what I'm saying, you got to turn on your honesty button. Mm-hmm. Because when you used to talk to women, and you would say whatever you say, but it's all really making them have to do the talking. That was because you didn't know how to handle women. You may not think that was because you didn't know how to handle women, but if you be truthful, that's because you didn't know what the fuck to say to no woman. You didn't know where to take a conversation. So you let her conversation show you where the situation is leading to. If she says something that leads to the bed, okay, I'm ready. Now, is that right or wrong?
Yeah, that's wrong. I'll explain why. Because the reason I always did that was because with me personally, the women always opened up and they would start talking about a whole bunch of different stuff that then they would say, I usually don't talk to people like this. So I just kept on doing that. But then I heard you say what you said.
Okay, stop.
And I
stop,
was thinking
stop.
About.
Stop. I agree. Not agree. I believe you. What I'm saying is this. Let's say the reason you're doing that was because they start opening up. What the fuck is the difference? You're saying they're opening up, but you're still letting them talk. What I'm saying is, okay, you got a reason for letting them talk, but the real reason is you can't talk. Now, what I'm saying is this. Since you've been listening to me, you've been changing that. Am I correct?
Yeah.
So, can you talk now?
Yeah, I do.
Are you much better at talking?
Much better at talking.
Hold on, let me ask you another question. Do you need to hear the woman tell you about herself now?
Not anymore, no.
Okay, stop right there, bro. Stop right there. And hear what you just said. You used to have to sit and listen to women talk about themselves, some boring bullshit, but you don't have to do that no more. Come on, man. That's almost, it's not good as getting pussy, but it's fucking damn near good as getting pussy, knowing that you ain't got to listen to this shit. And let me ask you this. Ain't you still tagging motherfucking bitches coming at them this way?
Yeah.
So which way, sitting up, letting them talk to you because you're used to it, you know, letting them tell you all the things, which way is better? You getting pussy that way, or you handling like you handling women and you getting they pussy? They not giving you shit. That's a big difference, bro. That's a big difference, man. You getting pussy, man. You going out and you getting pussy. You ain't going out and hoping some other fucker give you some pussy. This is big, man. That's why I say when you fucking with me, you got to realize the small victories, because the small victories lead up to you seeing the major one, which is when you be like Serge, and he said, God damn, because Serge is from, did you hear that guy from, I think he was from Russia or somewhere like that, talking about how, did you hear him?
Yeah, I heard.
So what I'm saying is, didn't you hear how he said, man, you know, I'm kind of tripping because I'm having everything my way. I can't really, you you going to be like that if you stick to your guns.
Mm-hmm.
Serge been fucking with me about 2 years. And he started out totally explaining how his country, man, fuck your country. You don't live in that motherfucker, do you? Why the fuck you telling me about your country and you in this country? So once he understood that, separated all that bullshit, not bullshit, but his customs from here and start dealing with here, even though we had a language barrier, he understood. And the more he understood, he would interpret it into his language so he can really get the understanding. And he just, it's manifesting in him, which is what's going to happen to you. But you got to allow it to happen. You got to force it to begin. But once it's begun, you got to let it continue. When you see yourself like Serge, man, you know, I'm getting tired of, you know, whatever he was saying. I forgot now. But what I'm saying is when you see these things, you deal with them. All I want you to do, bro, is recognize that you're distancing yourself from whatever traditions you've been under the influence of. Not that you're saying fuck them, not that you're saying that they ain't shit. You're distancing yourself from them so you can be this new person you're trying to be, an aggressive, confident motherfucker that know how to catch. And when you get ready to settle down or whatever, if you're going to get ready, you'll choose a woman that's really close to what you want, because you have dealt with so many women, not a woman or a couple of women. You didn't dealt after Serge probably didn't caught so many women, you know, and he been dealing with women. Why? Because they're attracted to him. What attracts them? His fucking aura. What about his aura? It's no particular thing about his aura. It's just that he has it. He has one, and he allows it to catch for him. He might not even know how he do it, and that's the beauty of it. You don't supposed to wonder how your aura works. You just supposed to represent a person that will have an aura. And that person is a person that has a firm belief, a person that's executing everything he's thinking, and a person that is confident in himself. And just those things will make you have an aura. It will force you to. That's why I'm telling my guys now, you can't use your aura. Your aura don't work. Don't look at it like that. Fuck that bullshit. No, I have an aura. And when I catch, all I say is, my aura must have been working because I ain't even said shit. But I don't say my aura worked and, you know, I caught. What I'm saying is I know my aura has a job, and it's to attract motherfuckers to me. So when I say my aura is working, I mean it's attracting motherfuckers. I don't mean that I'm doing something that's making me have an aura. Fuck that. I know I am an aura. I'm a manifest. An aura is a manifestation of my persona. Otherwise, check this out. When people say, man, when I get around you, you know, I feel different. That's your persona. Your aura is almost the same thing, except for your aura makes a person like you. It makes them see all these things that they like about you, whereas your persona or personality can attract people because they like this or that. But that don't mean they're going to like you because they like this or that. Your aura, if they see your smile and they like that, they're going to like you because of your smile. That's what your aura does versus persona. Man, we spend so much shit, man. Don't you guys love this shit, man? Ghana, let me ask you something. Point blank, tell me the truth. Listening to me is totally changing your life. Yes or no?
Yeah, for sure.
Let me wait. That was a trap question. Let me ask you this. Is listening to me changing your life, or doing what the fuck you hear changing your life?
Doing.
So, what I'm saying, listening to me ain't got shit. Well, it does. You got to hear it. But what it's all about is you and your actions, because doing the shit is what's showing you some shit, not hearing me saying it. You feel me?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm putting you back in. Hey, you guys, listen. Another dope-ass show. You guys, I ain't going to say quit fucking with me, but you better quit fucking with me, man. I'm finna get a big fucking head. Because I don't goddamn, you know, I use bullet points all the time. And I've been trying to get to this through this 100 bullet points for maybe the last 6 shows. And I'm only on 96. And what I'm saying is I was getting through this many bullet points in one show, running out of shit to say sometimes. That only means that you guys really are seeing that if you participate in the show, not only will the show be better, your answers are more likely to be really addressed personally, not broadly. Because if I'm just talking, I'm speaking broadly. But if I'm talking with you on the phone, I'm personal. All right, you guys, I'm gone.